Akron, KD4OKW.
DME, checking in from Dakota.
MD, KD4OCW back to you. You got James on this end from Anderson.
James, we've talked in years past. I recognize the OTW call sign. But anyway, hope y'all made it okay during the storms.
And we should have a lot of lightning, a lot of thunder, a lot of wind hit around the house, too.
I tell you, them storms and tornadoes really done a number on everybody. The tornado actually came, it started over here in the east side of Habersham County. Came across Stevens County, went into Oconee and up through there. But I think the Georgia governor said that we had seven deaths from all the tornadoes that we've had early this morning and last night. I tell you, it could have been a lot worse if it's under normal circumstances, but since everybody was placed at home and a lot of businesses were closed, I think it saved a lot of people's lives.
That's a house I watched until it got over everything. I didn't go back to bed, but made sure everything was safe around the house and the neighborhood.
Well, I've studied this weather and stuff for many years, and I've got my own theories on some of the stuff that goes on, especially during hurricane season. But I knew it was going to be bad. I've seen all the characteristics of Mother Nature, as well as other things that take place that I see. We made a bet here in the house, me and my son and dad and all, we all made a bet. I said, by 3 o'clock, we're going to be sitting in the dark. And one of them said, then, of course, Jamie, he said, 306, I think it was, or something. But I knew it was going to be bad. Luckily, we was only in the dark for about 5 minutes, and the power came back on. But I know a lot of people here in Tocoa still don't have power, I think, maybe. But there's a lot of damage over here in our in Tocoa, in Stevens County and whatnot, from the path of this tornado. But, it's definitely dangerous.
Back, I had a tower in my backyard. I was going off to a picnic, and my cousin came to my tower had blown over. I was in across the yard, and they didn't put one up no more after all of that.
You know, it's one of them things. You just have to pick up the pieces and rebuild and start over. And, maybe you can get it back together. Maybe it wasn't, being too bad out of shape. You can straighten it out and put it back up. But luckily, I see the precursor to the storms, and I knew it'd be bad, so I went out and actually cranked my tower down. And if I hadn't cranked my tower down last night, it would either be laid on the ground or on top of our house with all the antennas. So luckily, I seen it for what it was worth, but we were saved, I guess. But I know a lot of families and houses and homes got destroyed, and a lot of lives were lost in the path of the storm. And, luckily the communities come together and help each other out.
Well, that tower land, that been years ago, though, when that tower there failed, so I just stuck to a mast. I'm going to put it up and put about 100 foot of coax on it, raise it a little bit more.
Well,
we'll get the distance on it.
Well, that's good. Well, you'll get one back up, sooner or later. But to see, I jump on here and see what was going on. We had our own Skywarn net going on early this morning, so. Oh, me, I'm just now trying to get motivated. I was up all night doing the Skywarn net. I'll tell you, I'm still tired after yesterday and staying up all night, too. But anyway, glad you're okay. And, you know, it's, I got a feeling this is what we're going to be dealing with all summer long. So I think this is going to be the precursor to the weather we're going to be having this summer. So hopefully everybody can learn from it and kind of get ready for what the summer is going to deal with us this year.
71, I come on order two. 71, I get a lot older than I come. And then I'm going to put me a log book in there too, computer directory, and put a Yates, not a Yates seal, but a diamond. And
all right, well, hopefully you'll get it put up and everything. I'm going to jump off of here and go get me some water. I'm going through a coughing spell thanks to this old pollen and whatnot. But anyway, 73 is there, and good to talk to you there. And I'm sure that somebody else wants to jump in. N4DME. Is the 4-7 machine over there that y'all normally use for Skywarn, is it still up or is it down? All right, N4DME.